This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
PECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach, man. He's been doing it for a long time. I mean, he's got over 25 years of experience in the world of finance, world of banking. And the cool thing about BECU, by the way, is if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, BECU is a credit union, which means they got members that work for the other members. And so the money is not to make profits for, you know, for a couple of dudes in some big ivory tower. They put money back into the bank because that's your bank. And so we all own it. We're all members. And that's the cool thing about a credit union. And you can go to BECU.org if you want more information. Todd, good morning, sir.
Good morning, BJ.
Well, Todd, we're right in tax time. You know, this is it. I mean, this is the week where we got our extension. We got a month because of
we're
you know,
get
COVID.
Used to this, aren't we?
I know, really. I don't want to have to go back to April 15th being the time where I got it. Though,
yeah.
I didn't realize it. I just got good news that for the first time in a long time, I'm getting some money back.
Oh, look out. Party at BJ's.
Yeah. I've had to pay. So I don't know. I can't figure this out, Todd, because I really, you know.
Can you share that with us, BJ? Because I want to know the secret.
He lied to the government.
Yeah. The secret is, Todd, I wasn't really good enough with my money or my deductions to be able to, you know, not give it to the government in the first place, because it should have been in my savings account is where it should have been.
That's true.
So, Todd, what should we spend the money on? Should it be a pizza party, an ice cream party, or a sushi platter?
Let's travel. Let's get exotic. Let's go somewhere. We've been locked up.
Wow. That's BJ's money. I'm with you. Let's go to Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Todd has been conservative in all the years we've talked to him with his money. Boy, with my money, Todd is off the rails.
I know. I thought he was going to say we should invest it in this, that, and the other thing. He's like, let's spend it. Come on, Steve.
I see how Todd has gotten to be such a financial whiz. He's like, I save my money and spend other people's money. Okay, that works.
That works, too.
I didn't know that's what OPM meant. I didn't know OPM was spend other people's money. Yes. Okay. So Todd's here to answer your questions at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Oh, I love this text. It's such a cool story. My son is 15 years old and just started a lawn care business. He started a Roth with a Vanguard Total Market Index Fund. Is there a better fund available for someone that young?
Wow.
Love it. Love it. That is so awesome. I love this. He's 15. He's already got a tax-free money growing.
He's already smarter
in
a total than
world.
All of us.
Oh, I mean, I love it. It's low fees. You're going to get about a little over 50% U.S., about 48% international. So it doesn't get any more diversified than that. So I absolutely love it. And actually what I did for my daughters, but they were a little bit older before we got started, not 15. Wish I could have done that, but we had college to worry about.
This kid's going to like run some like bank or something by the time he's like in his 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've talked about it, Todd, the power of compound interest, you know, being able to save as early as possible and just never touching that money, letting it stay there until you're an old person is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the compounding, if you just run those numbers, what a small amount early will do later on. It's so powerful that but it's hard. Instant gratification. I want to spend that money now. I have things I want to buy, but if you can be disciplined, out of sight, out of mind, save some money automatically every month so you don't even see it in your checking account. You'll be very, very happy down the road.
Well, he asked, though, is there a better fund available? Did you think what the funds that he's going with is the best way to go?
I think it's great. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do, but the total world is going to give you exactly what it says, exposure to all the companies in the world, so both domestic and international. So, and the Vanguard is a low fee index fund, so he's probably paying maybe 10 basis points or so. I can't argue with that whatsoever at all.
And that's our Steve. I think that's us. Our company deals with Vanguard for our 401k, and they've been good to us.
I've got the app; it works.
That's Steve's litmus test. Does your app work?
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to be a millionaire.
It recognizes my face every time, BJ.
Oh, that is awesome. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you've got any financial questions, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And if you don't get through today, don't forget, we have a. You can email Todd at any time. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. You click on that, and then you can, it'll take you right to an email thing. And Todd will help you out, man.
Somebody just texted saying my son is getting ready to graduate from college and we're into student loans at about $65,000. Would it be a good idea to refinance my house and pay off that loan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, obviously, if you refinance your house, that's your money you're putting at risk, right? Where and one thing I don't know is it in the name of the son, or is a student loan a parent plus loan in that person's name? Because there's quite a bit of a difference. I'm reluctant to put the house at risk. To pay for the college, but everybody is different. So, sure, you could probably get a little bit better rate if you refinance, but you are going to pay some closing costs and some different things along with that. So, I guess I would kind of lean toward, let's see what we can do to get the lowest rate on that $65,000 outside of a refi first. Let's explore that option. There's other companies out there that do refi student loans. So depending on what that interest rate is, so let's look at getting that rate down as low as possible, and more importantly, how quickly can we get it paid off? So once we have the answer to that, then we can discuss. Okay, does it make sense to refinance the house? But I'm reluctant because that is your money that you need for retirement. You're putting your house at risk. There's a lot of downside to that as well. But I'm not saying it's out of the question. But I would explore the other side first.
And Todd, a home equity loan, is that a higher interest rate? Because then you wouldn't have closing costs with that, would you?
Yeah, that is true. It is a little higher rate, BJ, and you can get them fixed, but it is going to be a higher rate, and that is an option. But again, you are putting your house at risk. It is higher because it takes a second position to the first mortgage, so a little bit more risk for the lender. But again, that is another option. in addition to the refinancing the houses, to do a home equity or home equity for part of it. That might be a solution. But again, you're putting your own house at risk, and depending on who's making those payments, that's money that you're not saving for your retirement as well. So it's kind of like put your face mask, when they say in the airline industry, put your face mask on before helping others. The same thing goes with your retirement. Make sure you have yourself covered first, because nobody's going to help you in retirement other than yourself.
You don't want to put a burden on your children if you can either, because they're the ones that usually end up having to step up. Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Kimberly in Snohomish. Kimberly, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, BJ. I appreciate it. Long time listener,
welcome.
First time caller.
All right. Woo, nice. What you got for Todd, Kimberly?
I have a 3-year-old niece that I would like to start an investment fund for her. I'm just not sure where to start it at.
Okay. Would you like to help her with her college expenses or any kind of post-secondary expenses when she's 18?
I guess I don't really have a preference. I just want to make sure that she has a fund, whether it be a college fund or a house fund or something for her when she hits 18.
I would highly recommend opening a 529 in her name.
Okay.
And it might be best if you could make her parents the owner of the fund, and then they can make her the beneficiary. And the only reason for that is we don't know what tax laws and changes are going to happen. But the parents, when it comes to financial aid, if it's in the parents' name, it can be beneficial versus an aunt or an uncle or a grandma or a grandpa. That doesn't mean you can't do that. It's just an idea.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. My concern is that the parents are divorced and my brother is the dad, and I just want to make sure that when she hits that age that it is either in his name or her name. I prefer it to be in her name if that's possible. I just don't know how all that works.
Well, then go ahead and put it up in your name. That's fine, Kimberly. And then put it in your name, and then what you're going to do is you're going to name her the beneficiary of the account, and you can change that. So if, let's say... You have another niece or nephew, and you want to split it, you could do that. There's a lot of options that come with that, and you could put a certain percentage in every month. We could do it once a year. But I would go to savingforcollege.com. It's a website. It'll rate the funds for all states. You could certainly do Washington State, but you're not limited to just Washington State. A lot of the other states have great funds, low fees, different programs that, you know, the GET program here may or may not be your best option. So go to savingforcollege.com, do some research, pick a state, open it up, make her the beneficiary, and you're off and running.
Well, Todd, this is, I mean, as usual, man, we have run out of time. It's flown by. But if you didn't get through to Todd on the phone lines or email or text lines, just email Todd. And it's easy to do. You go to KISW.com and you'll scroll down and see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And don't forget, man, you want to do some great banking. You can, if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, credit unions rock. BECU is one of the best. Go to BECU.org. Todd, good being with you, buddy.
You too, BJ. Have a good one, man.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.